This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Talks on resolving the logjam over Brexit continue. AP's Charles de Ledesma has our story.
One of the most intense days in the long-running Brexit trade negotiations has started with little good news about any progress, with Britain and the EU seemingly still stuck on the same issues that have dogged the standoff for months. The EU's Michel Barnier held a pre-dawn briefing with ambassadors of the 27 member states to see if a deal is still possible with London ahead of the January 1 deadline, but there's no news of a breakthrough. While Irish Foreign Minister Simon Coveney says Barnier's message was very downbeat. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The EU Monday took on powers to punish human rights abusers anywhere in the world, though the new sanctions regime would only take effect with unanimous approval by member states. Foreign ministers approved the EU Action Plan on Human Rights and Democracy, which would be used in cases such as torture, slavery, or systematic sexual violence. The new framework would allow the EU to identify rights abusers and freeze their assets in Europe and ban them from traveling to the bloc. But these must be serious violations, and the final decision is left to the discretion of member states. The United States said Monday it will continue to recognize opposition figure Juan Guaido as Venezuela's president, despite disputed elections giving leftist leader Nicolas Maduro total control over national institutions. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement, quote, "The United States will continue to recognize interim president Guaido and the legitimate National Assembly," end quote. This is VOA News. Pope Francis will make a historic visit to Iraq in March, the Vatican said Monday, the first ever by a pontiff, and which will include a trip to Mosul. He has long spoken of his desire to visit the Middle Eastern country, where conflict has caused the number of Christians to fall dramatically over the past two decades. The foreign ministry said in a statement, quote, "It symbolizes a message of peace to Iraq and the whole region," end quote. The Pope's visit to the ancient city of Mosul in northern Iraq will be particularly significant as the former stronghold of the Islamic State group. With COVID-19 vaccine perhaps just days away in the United States, health officials are warning Americans this is still no time to let their guard down as cases surge. AP's Julie Walker reports.
An FDA advisory panel is scheduled to take up a request Thursday to authorize emergency use of Pfizer's vaccine. Vaccinations could begin just days later, but initial supplies will be rationed, and shots are not expected to become widely available until the spring. So health experts like Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House coronavirus response coordinator, say only we can save us from this current surge by wearing masks and social distancing. The virus is blamed for over 280,000 deaths in the U.S. Yesterday, 2,254 people died, according to a tally by Johns Hopkins. I'm Julie Walker.
Greece Monday extended its coronavirus lockdown measures to January 7th, citing the slow impact of restrictive measures announced a month ago. The shutdown affects schools, restaurants, clubs, courts, and most professional sports. There's also a ban on travel between geographical regions. Incoming travelers must self-quarantine for 10 days. At least one person has died and 200 others have been hospitalized due to an unidentified illness in the southern Indian state of Andhra Pradesh, report said Monday. The illness was detected Saturday evening. Since then, patients have experienced symptoms ranging from nausea and anxiety to loss of consciousness, doctors said. A 45-year-old man who was hospitalized with symptoms similar to epilepsy and nausea died Sunday evening, the Press Trust of India news agency reported. So far, water samples from impacted areas haven't shown any signs of contamination, and patients have tested negative for COVID-19. Crowds of people forced to relocate by Sudan's Darfur conflict protested Monday against the fast approaching end to a long-running peacekeeping mission in the ravaged region, witnesses said. The United Nations Security Council and African Union recently signaled that their joint peacekeeping mission in Darfur, known as UNAMID, would be wound up December 31st. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.